diesel fuels. A huge proportion of the money humanitarian organizations spend on energy goes to diesel and petrol for electricity production. So we need to ensure that the humanitarian sector as a whole petrol for electricity production. So we need to ensure that the humanitarian sector as a whole reduces its reliance on fossil fuels and move towards carbon neutrality. We have to see the whole reduces its reliance on fossil fuels and move towards carbon neutrality. We have to see the humanitarian emergencies and align it with what we are trying to do with the climate emergency facing our planet. Humanitarian emergencies and align it with what we are trying to do with the climate emergency facing our planet. So there is a strong need to develop a roadmap to achieve SDG 7 in humanitarian settings. And there's still no clear agreed action plans for achieving SDG 7 for displaced people and host communities. Clear agreed action plans for achieving SDG 7 for displaced people and host communities. We really need to address the lack of data and the lack of evidence. It's hard to measure what we don't know, and there's still a little need to address the lack of data and the lack of evidence. It's hard to measure what we don't know, and there's still a lack of common databases, assessment tools, and reporting on results. Also, we need to scale up our efforts, lack of common databases, assessment tools, and reporting on results. Also, we need to scale up our efforts with private sector support. We need to make strong and good use of economies of scale with private sector support. We need to make strong and good use of economies of scale and outsource energy production and operation to private actors. And public-private partnership should be a real strong way of doing this. We also know now that with energy production and operation to private actors, and public-private partnership should be a real strong way of doing this. We also know now that with prices dropping very quickly on renewable energy, solar energy, for instance, the whole economic prices dropping very quickly on renewable energy, solar energy, for instance, the whole economic logic behind our effort to greening the humanitarian response, it changes, and it should make the private logic behind our effort to greening the humanitarian response, it changes, and it should make the private sector even more interested in playing an important role to this important task. We also do need to be more interested in playing an important role to this important task. We also do need to attract more funding sources. There are investors interested in the renewable energy agenda and attract more funding sources. There are investors interested in the renewable energy agenda and making investments. Of course, they are they're interested in making money, which is a fair thing. But challenge making investments, of course, they are. They're interested in making money, which is a fair thing. But channeling more of the world's funds to green finance and to finance green investments, it's a very big trend in the financial of the world's funds to green finance and to finance green investments. It's a very big trend in the financial sector. There are central bankers talking about the need to greening financial flows. The SDGs themselves, our sector, there are central bankers talking about the need to greening financial flows. The SDGs themselves are a call for altering the way financial flows are actually shaping our societies. And I think call for altering the way financial flows are actually shaping our societies. I think we need to improve on reaching out to private investors and showing them how big an impact I think we need to improve on reaching out to private investors and showing them how big an impact they could have if they participate in our agenda here on greening humanitarian response, and also they could have if they participate in our agenda here on greening humanitarian response, and also the very strong impact it will have on displaced persons and their quality of life. The very strong impact it will have on displaced persons and their quality of life. So in Norway's fairly new humanitarian strategy, we give priority to greening responses. So in Norway's fairly new humanitarian strategy, we give priority to greening responses. We give priority to promoting innovation in this field and finding new ways of working that can lead to greener, better and more effective results. We give priority to promoting innovation in this field and finding new ways of working that can lead to greener, better and more effective results for people affected by conflict and crises. We've been a key supporter of this agenda from the early beginnings, from taking part in the for people affected by conflict and crises. We've been a key supporter of this agenda from the early beginnings, from taking part in the development of the Global Plan of Action to providing technical expertise through NORCAP. Norwegian development of the Global Plan of Action to providing technical expertise through NORCAP. Norwegian companies are leading the way by providing innovative business model to replace the existing diesel-powered infrastructure. So we are committed strongly to promoting green humanitarian response. We strongly support partners in choosing sustainable and environmentally friendly solutions in their humanitarian operations.